You're now listening to the CEO Series podcast, and that stands for Conquer Every Opportunity. And I'm your host, Christopher Sandiford, CEO and fellow entrepreneur. Huge part of what we want to provide through this podcast is to help enlighten, enrich, and encourage the entrepreneur in all of us. Let our experiences act as your viewfinder through the entrepreneurial lens. We believe that personal development needs to occur while you're also sharpening your skills and knowledge. We're here to help with all of the above, so stay tuned. This is episode 1 of season 2 of the CEO Series podcast titled, Why You Must Build Yourself to Be Economically Independent, Job or No Job. Today's episode will focus on entrepreneurs, the current state of the economy, and the coronavirus. We're going to discuss the modern-day entrepreneur, what it takes to survive in a changing economy, and what impact will the coronavirus pandemic leave on the world. All music from this episode will be provided to you via various producers. We'll include their name and a track list on our website at scgconsultingservice.com/CEO podcast. Let's go. First thing on the ticket for today is going to be the modern day entrepreneur. When I think about the modern day entrepreneur, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the internet. The internet was a game changer in the world of business and or entrepreneurship. I know, like, prior to my freshman year in college, you know, social media platforms didn't exist other than, you know, MySpace, which at that time was not nearly as widely adapted as the Facebook of today. You know, doing business online definitely wasn't to the scale that it is now, you know, and it had a lot to do with not only the advent of the internet, but the internet speed. At the time, the internet was slow. There was dial-up, DSL, all of that good stuff. You know, it was normal for a person to have a house phone. You know what I mean? Now, that isn't the norm. You know, and a lot of those things came as a result of the internet. Now, what the internet also brought was a number of innovations and technologies that would be associated with the internet. You know, when I think about a smartphone, you know, and the fact that everyone probably in this room right now, this second helping with this, has a smartphone in their pocket, has internet access on that phone, pretty much no matter where they are. And because of that, they can transact business-wise and as an entrepreneur, not only locally, but via transactions occurring between states, transactions occurring, you know, between people who are on different sides of the world. All of that is able to happen because of the internet. Now, something else for me to think about too is just that the internet also increased the number of entrepreneurs, the number of business owners and stuff out there, just because not only was it easier to start a business, but it was easier for you to get good information, good resources as it relates to business, things that could help you over the long haul and can help you not only get started, but help you be successful in business. You know, entrepreneurship can be seen as this ecosystem. As more people get added to the ecosystem, some people will take from the ecosystem, some people will give. But for the individuals that give, who provide resources, who provide blog posts, videos, etc., for you to reap some level of knowledge from the content that they're putting out there. You know, entrepreneurs, when you think about it as of old, as of today, you know, kind of putting them side by side, it's, in my opinion, it's easier for you to be able to propel your company forward than it may have been in the past, strictly because you don't have the same requirements. You know, it's like you could be a huge internet-based brand and make multiple millions of dollars, but only have a 3 or 4 person team, you know, versus having to have these retail store locations and all of these employees, all these different moving parts that go into running, say, like a Sears versus being a strictly online retailer of some sort. You know, the internet has shaped not only the way we do business with one another, but also how we evaluate businesses. you know, the importance of digital presence, of having social media profiles, of having websites and things of that sort. You know, those things really came about because of the internet. You know, it started to become a data source for people, a news source, something for them to try to validate your brand or validate your company. And because of that, things were shifted. Now, as I talk about this whole shift thing, I mentioned that word shift. I think it's important to mention some of the things that I believe are important when it comes to surviving these business climate changes, if you will. You know, I talked earlier about how the internet really changed how business was done and changed the quantity of people involved in business as a whole. Something else that happened at that time was that some companies got left behind because they didn't see that change or evolution coming. You know, they weren't thinking ahead. You know, these huge retailers like Toys R Us, Sears, if we think about other brands like, let's even think Blockbuster is a good one. These companies were major at their time. You know, they were companies that you wouldn't think were ever going to go out of business, you know, and to see now that not only are these companies out of business, but they're obsolete. They're an afterthought in a lot of cases. And that's strictly because these companies failed to evolve alongside of society. You know, at one point in time, you know, it was more of a chance that a person would have an email address versus a person having a Facebook profile set up. Now, that's not true. You know, I think it's estimated 85 to like 88% of internet users also have a Facebook profile. You know, that's a heavy number of people. And companies that understood that Facebook marketing and advertising as a whole was going to be important, that getting on these social media platforms and telling your story was going to be important, those individuals, those business owners, those entrepreneurs, those organizations, if you will, those are going to be the ones that are going to be around for 20, 30, 40 years because they are able to be flexible with not only the way they do business, but how they market their business, who they market to, and they're able to pivot when things change because things do change. You know, people's needs change. And I feel as though at least within the last 10 or 15 years, you see a society that has become very, very convenience oriented. Knowing that companies have to be flexible, knowing they need to pivot, knowing they need to be ready for the frequent changes that come about in business, you also have to know that it takes a special individual or individuals to be able to handle that climate change, those shifts. You know, I don't believe that everyone in this world was supposed to be an entrepreneur. Everyone in this world is supposed to be a business owner. I feel as though some of us are business owners and maybe we shouldn't be. Some of us are employees, but maybe we should be business owners. But that's kind of what life is all about, is setting out on this journey and finding yourself, if you will, finding your way, carving out your path. And a lot of that comes with some trial and error. That's going to come with some entrepreneur endeavors being wrong. It's going to come with some hard lessons to be learned. It's going to come from being ripped off and everything else in between in order for you to really become who you need to be a successful entrepreneur. And I just know in my heart that everyone in this world is not built for that. And I think it's important to note that entrepreneurs have to be mindful of where they're at this point in time. But if you have some developmental issues in regards to personal development that really needs to occur for you to be a great leader, for you to be the go-to person, it has to happen by way of time and by way of preparedness and by way of consistency. It's like this keep getting knocked down type of thing and getting back up. Those are the entrepreneurs that are going to be around forever, you know, which is rolling me into our next point here. Now, look, we're about to take a quick music break. And after the music break, we're going to start talking about what I believe to be the scariest part of being an entrepreneur. That's survivorship. Knowing that you have to do what you have to do each and every day to survive. You know, that you no longer have this clock in, clock out, 9-to-5 mentality. That now it's all on you. I'm going to talk a bit about that. All right, this music is going to be brought to you by Masalaz. I found him via YouTube, man, and I'm loving his stuff right now. Check it out. Music there for No Silas. Getting right into it, man, talking about the scariest thought when it comes to entrepreneurship. The scariest thought when it comes to entrepreneurship has to be the food and shelter factor, as we like to call it. That represents just a simple fact that no longer do you get to clock in and clock out to provide for yourself and your family, but your ideas, what you're doing within your business, the work ethic you're putting into it, all of those things contribute to the financial end of things, you know, and whether or not you're able to truly sustain yourself. I think that something that really keeps a lot of people out of starting their own business is that scary thought that, hey, everything does depend on you. It no longer is a path carved out for you and laid out plainly. It's something that you kind of have to be responsible for. And I know that even with, you know, the changing of times and things like government freezes where people weren't getting paid and furlough days and this virus epidemic that we'll talk a bit about later, is that more people are probably thinking about entrepreneurship, more people are probably thinking about starting a business, but that food and shelter factor is going to kind of come back in on them, and the health benefits and all those other things are things that people are really going to have to put some thought into, whether or not they're really ready for that, or if that's just something that should be an afterthought for them right now. Now, something else is that I know because of what I'm saying, some of these like economic factors that have kind of come into play, I do see that the number of entrepreneurs and small business owners will continue growing. And the reason that it will continue growing is because of the advent of the internet, as we previously spoke about, and just the things that are going on in the world and the economy. You know, a college degree doesn't hold the same weight as it used to hold. You know, it's turning more into something like a high school diploma in comparison to, you know, what it used to be. And because of that, you're gonna get more people looking to try to break these income thresholds and to have this sense of well-being about themselves and be confident starting a business, even if they start as a home-based business or online. I absolutely think that entrepreneurship, small business as a whole, is gonna continue to grow. And it's going to continue to grow at a rapid pace. As we spoke about entrepreneurship and small business ownership just growing at a rapid pace, it's important to talk about what is it actually going to take to survive in this changing economy as a whole. You know, not just for small business owners and entrepreneurs, but for people with jobs and who are employed for that matter. What is it going to take to survive? I think that this idea of specialized knowledge, specialized skill sets, if you will, that's going to be what it's going to take to really survive within these evolving and changing economies. And if I could put that in perspective, it may be for you to get some certifications that are related to cybersecurity. It may be you learning how to do lead generation, social media marketing, make websites, some level of like skill sets that are going to be in demand, are going to be things that people are going to want to spend money on, not only today, but into the near future. And this idea of surviving with an economy, it's important for a small business owner and entrepreneur, obviously, to keep track of what's going on around them. But in order for them to survive, no matter what happens, because there's some things that are going to be outliers that you really don't have control over. It could be things like, you know, this virus that we're going to talk a bit about later, or it could be some personal issues that have caused a change within your business. It could be a change in partnerships, you know, where people split, etc. All these different things can happen. And it's important that you're able to survive not only these things that go on within the business, but the things that are going on within the economy and how things are changing and people's spending habits and all of that good stuff. And I believe that the way you survive all of that, like I said, it's just that specialized knowledge. And then also having niches within your business or within your entrepreneur idea, if you will, that point to solving a problem. You can solve problems for people. You know, you're always going to be in demand. You're always going to be able to make money, feed yourself, and or take care of yourself. And it doesn't matter if someone's employing you or if you had to be a freelancer and or business owner and had to make it happen for yourself, you'd be able to do just that. Rolling right into it, man, talking a bit about the coronavirus pandemic and what I believe the impact will be that it'll leave on the world. I believe that this coronavirus will cause a lot of people to second guess employment. Some of them may start to think about really starting a business or becoming an entrepreneur of some sort. And I think this idea and our fear that things can change so quickly will make people to reevaluate themselves and where they're at, you know, because of it. I think that the epidemic as a whole is also going to change the way people interact with one another for a while. You know, I don't think it's going to be an instantaneous thing. We'll completely go back to normal and people will be back in the mall and people will be eating at restaurants and whatnot again immediately. I think it's going to take some time. And because of that, I think that economically speaking, it's going to change people's buying habits. It's going to change the way people are approaching how they're going to spend their money in the coming months. And there are going to be people who are going to be trying to catch up on things, etc., because of this downtime that has occurred, whether that was a small business owner that had their customer base completely dwindle, or that was a large corporation that had to shut things down and send their employees home. Whatever it might be, those things, I believe, will become huge factors in the economy moving forward. The other thing is this, I believe that every time something dramatic happens, some drastic happens, you know, especially within the economy, I think that there's this evolution and or change towards a better system, towards more preparedness. And I think that this virus as a whole will cause some changes to occur, not only within the workplace of healthcare professionals, but in the workplace of everyone. You know, maybe people will put more of a focus on the virtual offices and being able to automate businesses and or do business from a distance. I think that could become a much larger facet of the way people do business. And I think it will come by way of this epidemic as a whole, man, or pandemic rather. And its effect on the world as a whole will be long lasting, I think. And, you know, it's kind of that, you know, man. So look, that's going to conclude our points for the day, man. Once again, we talked about the modern day entrepreneur. We also talked a bit about what it takes to survive in a changing economy. And we also talked about what impact will the coronavirus pandemic leave on the world. Thank you for listening to the CEO Series podcast as we continue to explore the entrepreneurial and economic landscapes. We hope we were successful in our mission to enlighten enrich, and encourage. Until we meet again, I'm your host, Christopher Sandiford, and I say change starts today, one step at a damn time.